Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
Down by the banks.
Down
of the,
by the bay.
Where the watermelons grew. I saw this girl,
watermelons.
We're down by the banks of the Detroit River.
That's right.
Recording a Jabbercast early.
Pre-recording.
Because I'm going away for March break.
And where's he going?
Well, we're going on a little road trip east towards the capital of Ontario.
Toronto.
That's correct.
Wow. I got something right.
And the capital.
Win a prize.
What's the capital of?
Spain.
Right.
Budapest.
No. Budapest.
It starts with a B, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Barcelona.
Barcelona is the capital of Spain, yeah?
France.
No. Anyway. So, this isn't live. You're not going to be able to get hold of us on Yahoo or anything like that.
Unless I pop in there when the show airs, but that's highly unlikely.
You're just going to turn it on.
Well, I'm going to enjoy actually having a day off, so to speak.
So to speak, you don't have to drive out to wonderful Wild Woodsley.
Wonderful Wild Woodsley.
So anything going on with you this week? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I had a couple things I want to mention. One, I have I got new hair clippers, as you know, quite a while back now, and they're cordless, and the battery just lasts forever. I just had to charge it, put it on the charger now after, and I use it, and I shave my head down every week, and it's been like months, and it just lasts and lasts and lasts, and it was just slowly going down as I was finishing up. Like yesterday.
And are you going to tell the people what shaver
it is? It's a Conair cordless head clipper thing. And it comes in the nicest case. And it comes with a little travel face shaver thing.
Can I borrow it?
Borrow what? Yeah.
The whole travel. I'm going on a trip.
And then what am I going to shave my head with?
And although this episode.
I usually go for about a week, though.
I'm only going to be away.
Well, you don't shave your head anyways. What are you talking about?
I'm going to Toronto, so I'm going to shave my head. Everybody shaves their head in Toronto, don't they?
Are you going to shave your head?
No.
Why don't you shave it?
I may. Yeah.
Summer's coming. It'll be nice and cool.
That's been a thought that has...
Ways you to get the lice out.
There is no lice in a bald head. And this episode is brought to you by the Conair Head Shaver.
And
Where did you get that?
I got it at Winners.
Winners.
$29. Regular, like probably $80 or something like that. I don't know.
Regular, like that's at the loser store. It's $80.
Yeah, at the loser store. At Winners, it's... and the other thing was the batteries in my laser mouse, because I got that like probably around the same time. All in January. It's been months. Laser. And it just keeps lasting.
So it's still good.
So is it that the batteries are great, or is it that it doesn't draw much power, which is a great mouse? I think it's a great mouse. It lasts well. And you can shut it off. You know, you can actually turn it off. And you can connect manually. And so that's kind of handy.
Do you turn it off?
I do. Yeah, when I think about it. And I'll shut it off for the night or whatever.
Oh. Whereas my Apple Bluetooth mouse, which takes AA batteries.
Will run on one.
And it runs on one. But I'll tell you, I have never changed the batteries and it's still running.
And how long has that been then?
Last November. Not November, just passed. Then November.
Wow.
But
and it's got two AA's.
Two AA's. Mind you, I don't use it all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's still... good. The Bluetooth, I don't think, is a big electricity eater.
Well, I had the other Bluetooth mouse, though, which was the Bluetooth Junior from Mac Alley. And I was changing my batteries all the time in that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm sure they've improved on that.
Changing quite a bit.
And what else they're improving in battery technology is now they're not making them bigger or lasting longer, because there's only just so much energy you can pack.
Does
a
Viagra do that? Okay.
Yes, they do. And... what they're doing now is making it so that they charge instantly.
Oh, really?
So, like, seconds. Like, you got to put in... you're done. And then you're good to go for, like, a long, long period.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's the new improvement in lithium ion technology.
Very nice.
Is fast charging. But anyway, this isn't the tech section of the
program.
No,
it isn't. So, we'll move on to elephant painting.
What a bonus. That's,
did you see that?
Well, I saw that like Wasn't that five years ago.
Well, yeah, it's awesome though. I never seen it before.
You never saw it before. No. Okay.
Have you ever seen Coco, the gorilla paint?
Yes.
That was pretty neat too.
That's all.
That was a long time
ago. That's old too. Viral stuff.
Yeah, it's old viral stuff.
What were you doing back then?
Back when?
Back when those
during the viral days?
During the days that those things were viral.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Like
that stuff was all recorded before computer time, probably.
Oh, maybe. It's kind of interesting how old viral stuff, like, you know, people are nostalgic about when, like, YouTube first came out and stuff got passed around via email as far as videos go. Which, if anybody's out there and they actually send someone a video in an email program, try just linking it to YouTube next time. Like I'm
send the link.
Yeah, I'm waiting for, you know.
Well, that's all I did with that anyway, didn't I? I don't send videos.
I think
videos.
You did. Yeah, I'm just saying. When I get like a WMV in my email.
Yeah, right.
Like it's 10 megabytes.
Yeah, and with high speed internet, it still takes 20 minutes to get it.
Well, whatever it is, I click on a message. And I expect just to see what's in that message. You know, I'm going through my email. Like
I delete them. Ba-choom, ba-choom, ba-choom. I just delete them. I don't have time to sit and watch anything. If it's a link, I'll save it and get to it sometime.
You watched the elephant one, didn't you?
That I did.
See?
But I found that myself.
Oh. How do you find that? Just surfing around?
No, I don't even surf. I don't have time to surf around.
I was just
going to
say, if you're surfing around finding videos.
I had to find some videos for the Giggle Button site. We have we have a video page and a cartoon page, and we look around on YouTube for fun clips for kids.
Clips
and
for kids.
That was a cute thing. An elephant was painting. And so I used it for that purpose. And that's how I came across it. I thought it was really funny.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was pretty neat to see that how smart an elephant can be, I guess. He knows what he's painting, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not just random. I mean, it's not just
motions
by chance or something.
Yeah, it's not motions towards a thing. He knows what he's doing. Absolutely. Very cool. And old.
If you're in need of professional animation, look no further. ShaunToon.com. That's ShaunToon. ShaunToon.com. Sean Watkins is a cartoon designer and animator. He's an extremely gifted artist specializing in 2D flash animation. From web banners to cartoons for television, Sean is ready to take your project to the next level. He's also illustrated many children's books. For the web, for television, for your business, ShaunToon.com. That's ShaunToon. ShaunToon.com. An affiliate of Giggle Button Entertainment.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern here on WKBR.ca.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, we are in the newsroom.
Yeah, what's happening in the real world? One thing that I want to mention was a sour U.S. economy has put 40% of Americans on edge. It's a big poll. And
there's a lot of weird words there. Sour, edge, and poll.
I added the poll in. Year 2008 gave Americans an unending supply of dizzying and jaw-dropping events that affected jobs, businesses, personal fortunes, and nearly every facet of our lives. So they had this year-long poll conducted by Gallup. Gallup's poll.
No, Gallup's poll. Mm-hmm. That's funny, though. It is interesting how that is.
It probably is some kind of a playoff of that. I don't know. Tennessee-based health management company Healthways as well. Taking the daily pulse of Americans' physical, emotional, and economic well-being found that worries about money grew sharply as 2008 progressed. And 14 million more people worried about money at the end of the year than at the beginning, says Jim Harder. He's a chief scientist for Gallup, and he oversaw this research. It's moved from about 3 in 10 to 4 in 10 over the course of the year, and he says that's pretty significant. So, I know just how significant that is, and who wouldn't know this anyway, really? I mean, we all knew that this, yes, you know, would grow. Worries grew steadily in 2008 before a sharp drop in December, likely due to the holiday season. He says, I imagine people did worry less because they were with family and friends, and probably took some time off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
which is all just standard stuff, really, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's what we knew was happening.
Yeah. So whatever money was spent and everything on this, I mean, I don't know. I wonder kind of how they... You have to have statistics, I guess. You know what I mean? We don't need statistics for things, although it's kind of common knowledge. But this is getting funded and...
Yeah, we're measuring it.
Yeah.
And not much is happening.
But we all know this already, so maybe that kind of money could be spent in a better way.
I agree.
That gets funding for that. What's you got some news for us?
Well, there's some sad news. There's a helicopter took some oil rig personnel out to an oil rig, and the helicopter crashed, and I guess 18 of... There was 18 people on board this helicopter, so it must have been a pretty big helicopter, and they can't find 16 of the people. And I guess these guys wear special jackets that have transmitters on them, and the transmitters are not transmitting anything, or they're not receiving any signal. I'm not exactly sure what the cause of the helicopter crash was, but we're all our hopes and prayers are going that they find these gentlemen in the icy Atlantic waters. Another thing I wanted to mention was, the pot thing in California.
What's going on? California's going to pot?
Well, California is broke, for one thing, and so there is a congressman. What do they call their congressman?
The government wants to make money off pot now that they can't get money from anywhere else.
Right. There's an assemblyman in California who wants to... he's drawn up a bill saying let's, you know, California is relatively liberal as far as medicinal marijuana, and you can go to shops that are run by average Joes who get their license to sell people their pot that have the papers that say they can do it. So there's already the culture there of pot's not all that bad. And now this assemblyman in California has drafted this bill to get passed through that will bring in billions of dollars to the economy if they legalize it and sell
legalize
it.
Legalize pot to be sold to just anybody?
Yes.
Of legal age to buy it?
Yeah, legal age, yeah.
And do you think somebody's going to start buying it from the government rather than buy it from, you know, their buddy they've been getting it from?
Yes. They're not going to buy it from the government. They're going to be buying it at the corner store. It's going to be like smokes and beer and wine and liquor and stuff like that. It's going to be the same thing.
I wonder
thing.
What the price difference will be. It's going to be taxed. It's going to be levied. It's going to be...
I think the number that I heard bandied about was 50 cents per joint.
Which I guess isn't bad then.
I don't know. How much is a joint?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm going to say like a couple bucks maybe.
Yeah.
I want to mention too that you had told me that the Dig Nation guys are going to be on Jimmy Fallon. And
Jimmy Fallon, what do you think of him first?
Jimmy Fallon? I like Jimmy Fallon, but I was surprised it was him, though. That was, you know, I don't know. That was a little bit surprising to me.
That he's the host that he took Conan's spot.
And so he took Conan, and is Conan going to
Tonight's
Leno's?
Show.
And Leno's just retiring.
Yeah.
And when does that take effect?
I want to know that. I asked you that in an email. I'm not sure what the date is, but he's going. I don't think he's retiring. He's touring. He's going to be like, he's going to Vegas and staying there kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So, I think he's lightening his load.
Lightening his load, yeah. I just did that a couple minutes ago, but that's another story. But anyway...
I hadn't watched anything with Jimmy Fallon yet, and I watched a little bit of that because I wanted to check out the quality because we recorded it, and we'll talk more about how we recorded it later in the show in the tech segment about recording TV on your computer and watching TV on your computer. But it looked pretty good. He looked... I don't know how long he's been doing that now, but he still looked a little nervous at the beginning in his
March
monologue.
And
so he just... Yeah.
He's fresh.
Said, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And he looks fresh too, though. He's a fresh-looking young man. Sort
yes.
Of.
He hasn't settled into that spot yet. He doesn't look like this is my set and you're my guest. And, you know, he's not like Conan. Like, he owned everybody in the building, basically.
Hello, and he had come from there as well. He was writing, wasn't he, for...
David Letterman.
Something there, yeah. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Back when Letterman was on channel or
NBC.
So
he had been around and was probably a little more comfortable. But Conan always seemed to... I don't know. He was a little over the top
the
edge or something.
Over the top, for sure.
And I never really knew, even still, if I really liked him or how much I liked Conan. You know what I mean? He was just like an oddball sort of.
Oh, yeah. I think you either hated him or you liked him.
Yeah. I'm in the middle. I'm sitting on the fence.
No, no, you can't be. I'm telling you, it's either you like him or you hate him.
What I wanted to get to, though, that was the Dignation guys were on there. And
Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht.
And I was watching Dignation this morning and saw that Google had found, because of their Google map thing, they found a city about the size of Wales off the coast of Africa, like a ways off the coast of Africa in the, you know, in the ocean, under the ocean, because now they can see the ocean beds.
Yeah. It's all mapped out. The ocean bed is mapped out now in, that's in Google Earth. The new version of Google Earth.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so that's amazing in itself. But to find what they think might be Atlantis, which Google is dismissing as, but that's pretty incredible to find this grid underneath that looks like a city, a roads, and the whole...
Yeah.
You know?
Something so, was there. There's no doubts that humans had some effect on whatever that is underneath. I seen a screenshot of the what they're talking about.
Yeah, so that's... pretty neat. So if anyone wants to check that out, I guess you can go to Dignation, check it out, right?
I think they put the coordinates up. You just punch coordinates into Google Earth and it'll show you exactly.
If you have the Google Earth, yeah.
It's free. Go download it right now.
I don't. If you're downloading, I can't handle it.
If you're downloading podcasts.
No, I can't handle it.
What do you mean you
can't handle a podcast either? I just can't handle it anymore.
Why don't you go to bed?
I'm obsessive compulsive and I can't handle it.
That's what we're talking about today, folks. We're talking about obsessive compulsive people.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/Big JD's Big 30.
Need more Big JD? Visit BigJD.com.
Do you know anybody who's obsessive compulsive?
I don't think so, really.
And it seems like everybody associates obsessive compulsive with washing hands.
Right. And while it's normal on occasion to go back and double check something, or you know, to wash an extra time or two or something because you think you didn't get something off or whatever, but obsessive compulsive people, it's just they do that way too much. It's an anxiety disorder, and it's characterized by an uncontrollable, unwanted thoughts and repetitive ritualized behaviors you feel compelled to perform. And if you have OCD, you probably recognize that your obsessive thoughts and compulsive behaviors are radical. But even so, you feel unable to resist them and break free. So you have to do these things.
Yeah.
They're like, it's and on a regular basis. And it's a high anxiety, you know, you're just compelled to do them.
Yeah. I talked to... Bob Prober once out in front of the hospital when my wife was having a baby. I guess he was there with one of his buddies who was also having a baby. And once I had found out that he was obsessive compulsive, it just totally made sense. If you talk to him, I think he was probably high on something at the time too. This was before he got all the help he desperately needed. But it's interesting. You look at him and you say, there's something wrong with that guy. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about, he's not with you when you're talking to him.
Yeah.
He's thinking of the next thing he's got to do. And as time goes on, he's got to do it more. And I got to get away kind of thing. I got to go, whatever. I got to go do a line, or I got to go wash my hands, or I got to go do something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to freak out.
And like you say, you tend to associate it with washers or germ people, you know, they're afraid of germs. And that's the washing hands part, or the wiping of door handles, or some not touching certain things, or like Howie Mandel and his, you know, fist handshake.
He
doesn't
want
to touch, you know. And so there's washers afraid of contamination, usually have cleaning or hand washing compulsions. Checkers repeatedly check things. Is the oven turned off? The door locked? They associate it with harm or danger, apparently.
Yes.
So they have to double, triple, quadruple, constantly, you know.
Check.
Sure. Wake up in the middle of the night and go check the door again. You know? It's craziness. That's what it is. Doubters and sinners. Afraid that if everything isn't perfect or done right, something terrible will happen or they'll be punished.
Yes.
So you have to do everything just right. Say everything just right.
And it never is just right. There's no just right with an obsessive compulsive, it seems like. It seems like no matter what, there it's...
And we may be obsessive compulsive to a degree. Who's because you and I?
No.
Because another obsessive compulsive category, counters and arrangers are obsessed with order and symmetry. Symmetry. Symmetry.
I love your pronunciation.
So I want things to be symmetric a lot. I like that. Like, you know what I mean? If I was to buy a house, I like it to look symmetrical. I like the window on each side and the door in the center, as opposed to a door and the window on the right side and that's it, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
That's not going almost all the time. It wants to shut off. That's all.
Right. So did you do that when you got this place, which you just bought?
I guess, just what looks aesthetically correct to me is something that's even.
Right.
You know?
And that has to do with the pictures on the wall.
Has to do with pictures on the wall, sure. It has to do with just the way that it might look, or it has to do with the way that I have to have things arranged, or desktop, whatever. Everything.
Oh, your
desktop,
take
photographs,
right.
You have an eye for symmetry.
You have an eye for symmetry, so you're when you compose a shot.
Yeah, I see the tree is a little bit too much to one side, or I'm clipping part of it, so I'll move it, you know what I mean? Because it's just a natural,
right?
You know, even though I'm taking a picture of a car, I'm going to want it in the center. I'm going to want to make sure that the, you know, part of the wheel's not cut off, or part of the roof is not, you know what I mean? It's just something instilled, and it's, you know, it would bother me to see a picture that wasn't perfect or something. You know what I mean?
I know it does.
To some degree. Or the ones hanging on the wall, sure.
Yeah, but some people will actually go and fix, like, really, like, that's driving me crazy.
I usually will. I
gotta go fix that picture. It's a little slanted.
Yeah. And another category that I think I fall into probably is a hoarder. try to keep everything.
You're such a hoarder.
Hoarders. They fear that something bad will happen if they throw anything away. They compulsively hoard things that they don't need or use. And I had the last thing that I was really hoarding was inside my tea box I buy. Just a box of Lipton's green tea. And it's got thin cardboard paper dividers to separate the rows of the bags. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end, I take those out and save them as bookmarks. Hey, you like that?
That's a hoarder.
Yeah, that's something. That's crazy. I've got OCD.
And how do you fix something like that?
You don't. I suffer with it.
Man, just recycle it. Do something with it.
When the government legalizes pot, then I'll...
Maybe
that'll calm me down.
I hope that happens for all of you pot smokers out there.
Yeah.
Too many people in jail for that. But anyway, I have a sister-in-law. She is a paramedic. And she says over the course of her career, she has gone into some houses where... they hoard stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just a path that you can just walk through to get to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Every other place in the living room is covered, piled up sometimes over your head.
With stuff,
boxes and papers and just everything you can imagine. And there's just a narrow pathway to get from the bedroom to the kitchen. And she said, you know, sometimes it's like a narrow path, like you got to walk sideways to get through it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine living like that and the smell and the rats and the
smell
mice
and if it's
and
stuff you've saved that's is contaminated and things like that, that's not right. But I mean, if you save everything and save, you know, all the cards you've gotten your whole life for birthdays and things, and saved every all your clothes or something that the kids had since they were babies, or, you know, that can be mild compulsive. You know,
so where does that start? I'm thinking, like, you got to put that first box in the living room at some point. Like, you know, I'm going to put a box up here against the wall.
Like we've talked about on the show, I don't know if that, do you mean saving the stuff?
Yeah, there's got to be a point where stuff gets put out in the living room. Like, you know, you're like,
oh, because you don't have room anywhere else. You fill it all up.
Yeah, you know? You filled all your closets and then you got this box. You're going to put it up against the wall in the living room and just say, okay.
Yeah, it all depends, I guess, on how your thinking is of being compulsive about these things, because where somebody would just put the box in and then pile another box on it and then pile some papers on that and then put some, you know, their ashtray collection on top of it, like what somebody else would buy a bookshelf.
Good one.
You know, put in a bookshelf and close the doors. You can't see it, you know, and but I stack all my stuff. When I need a new one, I put another one next to it, or I'll, you know, get some kind of shelving unit or something like that. But then there's people, yeah, that just, it's just a big mess. Everything's safe. Fridge, top of the fridge is jam-packed with everything. All over the place. Countertops just jammed with all kinds of stuff that shouldn't even be in a kitchen. You know what I mean? Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Every time I when I'm done going to the bathroom and I wipe, I save that. And just, no. Common obsessive thoughts in OCD include fear of being contaminated by germs or dirt containing or contaminating others. Oh, I'm afraid to contaminate you. That's odd. I find that odd.
I would find that odd too, yeah.
Fear of causing harm to yourself or others.
Yes.
Intrusive, sexually explicit or violent thoughts and images.
Like what? Huh?
Intrusive, sexually explicit or violent thoughts and images. Like you think of like bashing somebody in the face with a 2x4. Or you think of just tearing off some girl's clothes or some guy, perhaps.
Mm.
You know?
It's funny you say 2x4. Just last night, I had heard the song 2x4 from Metallica for the first time in a long time.
Oh, I was listening to that too last night.
Were you really?
No, I wasn't.
I was going to say.
I listened to it every 5 minutes, actually.
Because I got to hear it.
Compulsive disorder. excessive focus on religious or moral ideas.
Yes, that can take you over, that's for sure. I can never be too holy.
Yeah. Fear of losing or not having things you might need. I got to have everything with me. I think I'm like that to a degree too, because I carry a bag around with everything in it, man. I have to have everything with me. It is a man purse, a man bag.
You have a
man
bag.
I already had a man bag, but it's a man purse, is what I think.
That's called a ball sack.
But I have to have everything. I know I'm going to need some, you know what I mean?
Oftentimes you do that, yes.
All the keys for everything, the pens and pencils and a camera and a wallet and headphones.
Keep going.
Everything is in there.
And it's funny that you have so much stuff. You know, we don't hang out too much, but I remember the one time we were in your garage and you asked me if I had a flashlight. I'm using my iPhone flashlight to look for the hood latch. Meanwhile, you have an actual flashlight in your bag. Beautiful flashlight.
Yeah, I had a flashlight in my bag, and to top it all, well, it wasn't my Jeep. So, but in my Jeep, I have the biggest
maglite.
Maglite, yeah. The largest D-cell maglite you can get.
The largest one. Just in case
it's
I want
very
to
powerful.
Bash someone's head in.
You never know when you have a compulsive thought like that. You know, when you're in Detroit or something, maybe. Anyway.
I must kill you.
Order and symmetry, of course, we just talked about. Everything has to line up just right. And I like that. And I think we're similar in that respect. I mean, you know, coming from photography probably and graphic design and layout and liking to do those kind of things. And you're in tune with having things.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, being level. In tune with it. But then you take it to the next level, and it's in focus in front of you at the forefront of the thought of your brain. That's when it becomes compulsive and obsessive.
Do you spend much time organizing everything on your computer?
Not as much as I used to.
I find that I do that too much. And I realize, and it needs to be done, I guess, because it gets, you know, disorganized or, you know, new files coming in all the time or that you're working on. But I'll be there for like a half an hour and think, what the hell am I doing, man? I've been sitting here for half an hour moving files, organizing folders, renaming.
Yeah, that's compulsive there, buddy.
And it drives me nuts that I actually do it, though.
Yeah.
But I have like to keep it all organized.
I let the mess get messy up to a point and say, okay, this file is going to get lost in this folder. I'm going to have to do some organizing, which usually just means making one folder, give it a name, and reorganizing, drag a couple things, and be done with it.
Well,
Whereas you go with the whole, it's got to be perfect every second of the day.
Well, not 100%. Like, I'll grab everything on my desktop and just throw it into a folder that I keep in the dock, you know, just to clean that up, like, from time to time. But, you know, as the week goes by or something, and I let it go a little longer, then I have to organize it, and you know what I mean? Or that I need those files again, and I'm, like, sifting through things where they're not supposed to be necessarily and looking for everything. And superstitions, excessive attention to something considered lucky or unlucky.
Very superstitious. Lucky or unlucky, yeah. Is that part of compulsive behavior, yeah?
Not being lucky or unlucky, but excessive attention to something considered lucky or unlucky. Like, you know, maybe the scratch and sniff cards you buy for lottery or whatever. And
sniff.
What? Oh, sorry. That's what they call me at the Union Hall.
The Union Hall. I'm surprised you didn't mention your Union Hall trip in when I asked you what was going on. But anyway, that's
enough. Oh, yeah. That's a whole other ball game.
There was a ball game going on?
Well, there's not much to mention, really.
Okay. So the luck thing. I'm kind of surprised about the luck thing, because that's usually, I don't know.
I think it runs with superstition. Lucky or unlucky, like stepping on a crack, break your mother's back, you know, those kinds of things. Not direct luck.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
So, because some people are very compulsive about that. They will not step on a crack.
Yeah.
And their mother is long gone. She's been dead for years. They still won't step on a crack.
If you see something in your way when you're walking down the sidewalk, do you have to kick it? A stone, and keep trying to kick it as long as you can till it gets out of a spot where you're not going to veer off to...
No, but I know that feeling. I've done that. Just keep kicking and kicking.
If it's a can, you just keep kicking the can until you can...
Yeah, I think
that comes from being a kid, I think. You ever play kick the can? It was some kind of hide and seek game?
No, but my uncle just kicked the bucket the other day.
No.
No, just kidding.
Okay. Moment of silence for Lippo.
I shouldn't have said anything. My uncle will pass away now.
Yeah. That's obsessive compulsive thinking.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think so-and-so is going to pass away.
I don't have any uncles. Never mind.
Common compulsive behaviors in OCD include excessive double-checking of things such as locks, appliances, and switches.
Yep.
So we talked about what some of them are, but we're a little more detail here. Locks, appliances, switches, making sure things are off, I would imagine, not on, unless you need the light on. And you have to keep going to make sure that...
Right.
Is that bulb really on? Let me go check the switch and make sure that light bulb is really on. I can't see that, honestly. But repeatedly checking in on loved ones to make sure they're safe. Counting, tapping, repeating certain words, or doing other senseless things to reduce anxiety.
You drum.
I don't really, but I mean... I like to drum because I like the sound.
Me too. I love to drum. But my wife drives her crazy, and a lot of people that I'm with say, do you have to do that? Stop. Don't do that. That's enough of that. No more banging on stuff. But meanwhile, I'm not even thinking about doing it for the most part. You just do it, and you're not even aware of what you're doing. You're just drumming along. You're talking to the camera guy over there?
Yeah, talking to the camera guy over there, and he's... He's just not listening.
Smoked too much weed. He passed out.
Not here. It's not legal. Ordering evening out or arranging things just so. Evening out. Okay. Evening. I'm thinking evening out. Like, what?
Hey, let's go for evening out.
I'm obsessively compulsive about evenings out. Ordering. Like putting things in order, and that's something that I have going on, and evening things out and arranging things just so.
Yeah, I think we talked about that already.
But yeah, praying excessively is fits in with the thing about religion and accumulating junk we talked about, such as old newspapers, magazines, empty food containers, or other things that you don't have a use for.
Empty food containers.
Yeah, an empty food container. Save that. I might want to put something in that later. Because I save all kinds of junk, so I might want to put nails and screws in there or something. Or I want to put in my, you know, as my teeth fall out, I want to save them in that.
I'm not going to save my teeth in an empty food container. Not that I can eat anymore, but...
How about we take a break and come back and talk about obsessive compulsive disorder in symptoms in children.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Would you like to host your own program? Contact the station manager here at WKBR. All it takes is music, a microphone, and a broadband internet connection. And you can broadcast from anywhere in the world. Of course, you will need a software program to broadcast. But the station can steer you in the right direction for everything you need to get started. Visit WKBR.ca to host your very own music or talk radio program. That's WKBR.ca. WKBR broadcasts many program genres. Some shows may contain explicit content. Therefore, we must warn that the station is geared towards those 18 and over. However, the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo is clean and welcomes listeners of all ages. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, live Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WKBR. a different topic every week, plus world news, tech talk, Sunday morning music mayhem, and the uber popular Jabber Quote. Big JD and Lippo are also available live at Showtime on Yahoo Messenger. Username, The Jabbercast. The Jabbercast is also a podcast. Subscribe free in iTunes or visit www.thejabbercast.com.
Obsessive, compulsive. Compulsive, obsessive.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Oh.
One would be called COD and one would be OCD.
A package came to my door the other day and it was COD.
Well, it was obsessive compulsive.
No, it was compulsive obsessive. COD, buddy.
Well, the onset of obsessive compulsive disorder usually occurs during adolescence or young adulthood. Younger children sometimes have symptoms that look like OCD. However, the symptoms of other disorders such as ADD, autism, and Tourette's syndrome.
What the fuck?
They can also look like obsessive compulsive disorder. So they have to go through a thorough medical and psychological examination before that determination is made. So ADD, what's ADD? Attention deficit disorder.
That's the opposite of subtracting.
Adding. Pretty good. Autism.
That has nothing to do with obsessive compulsive, though.
That's somebody that paints really well, isn't it?
Autism?
Yeah.
Autism is something that they're steadily trying to blame on something.
Is it autism or oddism?
Autism.
That they what? What were you saying?
They're constantly trying to pinpoint the cause of it. Fertility drugs is one thing I know they recently tried to blame autism on. It was like...
You're born with that always. You don't develop autism.
No, you're born with it, but they say things that can affect the fetus that will cause autism.
Mm-hmm. Is hereditary in any way? Does somebody else in the family may have been like that? Or I wonder. That's a whole other Jabbercast.
It's another show. Autistic kids.
ADD,
you
autism.
You know someone who has an autistic child, don't you?
I probably know more than one.
Okay.
Yeah. My unborn child is autistic.
My unborn child.
I know at least one person that is autistic, and they're intelligent about certain things.
Yes. Oftentimes, that's the case. They're either really good musicians, or they're really good painters, or they know something, like really good math. Like
yeah.
Good with math problems.
But I can see the relation, though, of needing the psychological evaluation and medical evaluation to determine, you know, what the actual disorder that they have, because at least the person that I know is somewhat fits into the obsessive compulsive category as well. Like, you know, things have to be regimented. If things are out of line or out of whack for the daily routine and what they do and that kind of thing, it's troublesome. It's the anxiety and the, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably a part of autism.
It can be like you're thinking like a side thing. Like they have
traits of that. I think, you know, it sort of goes hand in hand, and that's why they you know, you need the evaluation, because
I just saw a program, but I can't think of it. I don't know if anybody else who's listening watched it or not, but there's this family. They had five kids, I think, and every one of them had a different degree of autism.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, and then it makes you wonder if that's got something that comes from the parent or the mother or the hereditary somewhere, something, some gene, some XY, some chromosome.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that on that show.
Therapy, for obsessive-compulsive disorder. There are many effective treatments for obsessive-compulsive disorder, ranging from therapy to self-help and medication.
Medication.
However, the treatment for OCD, with the most research supporting its effectiveness, is cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yep.
And that involves two components. One is exposure and response prevention. So I guess that would be like the... what do they say is to recovery is not knowing is another word. Like admittance is the first step to, you know, recovery kind of thing. So making them realize, I guess. So exposing in response, prevention, and then cognitive therapy, which is some kind of thinking therapy, I guess, huh?
Yeah, you have to slowly
change your
deconstruct your process, problem, yeah, and then start all over again. It's very labor intensive for anybody who's helping a OCD person. Usually the family members have to be involved, and the person who's getting treated has to know they have a problem, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And they have to want to get better.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Would you like to host your own program? Contact the station manager here at WKBR. All it takes is music, a microphone, and a broadband internet connection. And you can broadcast from anywhere in the world. Of course, you will need a software program to broadcast, but the station can steer you in the right direction for everything you need to get started. Visit WKBR.ca to host your very own music or talk radio program. That's WKBR.ca. Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
It's your week.
It is my week. And this week we have a song by System of a Down. And this tune, it was a tune that it's called Psycho. Mm-hmm. You familiar with the tune?
I believe so.
Yeah. And I don't think that compulsive compulsive obsessive people who suffer from compulsive obsessive behavior.
Yeah, always want to say compulsive first. I don't know why. Obsessive compulsive.
Yeah.
And I tend to say compulsive obsessive.
OCD. People who are OCD are, it's a psychological disorder.
Right.
So that's kind of, I couldn't find a song that had anything to do with, specifically with OCD.
So we're going with the Psycho.
Psycho from System of a Down. All right, that was Psycho from System of a Down. Do you know what CD that's from?
No.
Neither do I. Sorry. I just stuck
it on. You'll find it on Amazon.
Or iTunes.
Or iTunes, of course.
iTunes Plus.
Plus?
Yes. That was the thing about iTunes.
The DRM?
No, that's...
Isn't that the Plus thing, though?
Yeah, there is no more DRM for the most part.
iTunes Plus, no DRM.
Exactly.
How does that be a plus? That's a minus.
That's an ADD.
Minus the DRM, they should say. iTunes minus.
iTunes ADD. The standard CD import, which for some reason, they give me the impression that when you import a CD in iTunes, most people don't change the default. They just get the 128-bit AAC file.
Right.
Now they get...
AAC Plus.
256.
Oh, that's standard now.
Now it's the standard.
That's the default, 256?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the plus?
Stop now,
128 please. Plus another 128.
It's 256, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus. Out of hand, yeah. So go pick that up at iTunes, 99 cents.
And we'll be back with...
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my upcoming podcast coming out this spring, Big JD's Big 30, incorporating three of my shows into one 30-minute podcast, the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show, where I interview a different guest every week. That's Big JD's Big 30. You'll be able to scoop that up at the iTunes Store, a free subscription, or visit myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Don't know what he got, though. It's ITV
by Elgato. So we were talking earlier about recording the Jimmy Fallon show, which I did for you, because actually when you go to the Apple Store this week, you're picking up the ITV hybrid, correct?
Positively.
Okay. What is a ITV hybrid, you ask? Well, Elgato makes a few different products, and one in particular, or a couple in particular, are TV tuners. Tuners and recorders, you know, basically the same type of thing as your TiVo. He's got the Toxicity CD up.
That's what it is. It's Toxicity. Yeah. Thank you very much.
The ITV Hybrids is their award-winning TV tuner stick for HDTV and analog reception, including ClearCam. And so...
QAM.
Yeah?
No qualms about it.
I say CAM.
Well, it would be a C then. It's QAM. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Do they pronounce it QAM?
I don't know.
Elgato. And it's a little USB stick, almost like, you know, like a larger size jump drive kind of thing, thumb drive or what have you. And one end's USB, it plugs into the computer. The other end has a coax, you know, female.
It's a male, isn't it? Oh, well.
Or that would be, something goes in it and something goes over it. So yeah. It's sort of like, you know.
AC/DC.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like a worm.
It would be, I guess it would be considered...
Hermaphrodite.
I would have to say it'd be considered male, yeah, I suppose, because the other one goes over
it
top,
really. It actually screws, yeah.
Although the wire cable goes inside the hole, but anyway, and your computer, your Mac specifically, because they don't make it for PC, so your computer becomes a television set.
Yes.
And TV recorder.
Yes.
And analog video input recorder. You should get the cables for it so that you can input other sources like a VCR and that kind of thing.
Well, it comes with a cable.
Yeah.
It's called a breakout cable that goes in the side in a that's a mini USB thing in the side. Mm-hmm. And there's two video formats that it comes out as S-video and just your regular composite video, which is your usual
RCA cables and RCA video.
And then the audio is left and right RCA cables. So there's four cables that before it ends.
The audio won't be part of that, actually, is it?
Yeah.
Or is it? Is yeah. Yeah, that's right. It is. Yeah, okay. So yeah, you'll have an audio video input so that you can record into this thing from other sources. And they have a this is the ITV hybrid, and your computer does the work. Your computer processor does the work. It's your computer that converts any of the video to whatever format that you've chosen.
Well, if you're,
which is only a couple, MPEG 2 or MPEG 1, but
well, it's actually doing the conversion from analog to digital.
If your computer is,
if it's coming in analog,
right, like from a VCR tape or something like that. You know, for your recording, or from an analog TV signal.
That's
sure.
what I'm thinking, yeah, which is old school now, but anyway.
Right, but it won't be old school when it's in your computer, so either way,
nope.
It's a plus, ITV Hybrid Plus.
No, because there is the
ITV. Right, yeah. It's the ITV 250 Plus.
Right.
And what's the plus about this thing? It does the same thing, except that it will convert your analog to digital. You've got a built-in analog to digital converter. So the little box itself is what converts your video to digital format, and your computer doesn't do the work. It just puts it on the computer, but it's the little box that does the work, and it's not really that much bigger than the other, except it's got a breakout cable, a little dongle, so it doesn't plug direct in like the other thing's like a jump drive with a USB, you know, sticking right out of it.
Yep.
And this will be like a small cable, and also has to plug into the wall as well, so it comes with an adapter. And but that will convert the video right on in the unit, which frees up your computer to do many other things on it while you're actually importing, you know, video or recording TV or anything like that. And right. What the great thing about ITV, anyway, the ITV products or ITV hybrid, which is the one I have and the one that you're getting, you can stop, pause, rewind live TV anytime you want because it puts that in a buffer. So even if you're not recording, actually, if you can pause TV and go back and watch it later, or you can just back something up and watch a replay of a game or whatever, and picture in picture, all kinds of, you know, goodies like that.
Scheduling is the whole thing.
That's
so awesome. It gives you 1 year of a free TV guide, which us living right across.
I don't know if you really get anything here. I've tried that before and it doesn't work.
I think you subscribe to the American one.
I'm not sure if you can actually do that where you're at or something. I think I tried something before and it I don't know what it happened, so I never did that. But okay. I mean, as long as you get stuff in, I mean, all you have to do is choose your channel and you know what I mean?
Yeah, typically, what you'd like to do is have all the programs out in front of you.
Of course.
And then you just click that.
I have to always go look for, you know, right. What time is it on channel and everything, and then I can program it. But yeah, scheduling it's great. And
it's like a VCR.
You'll have to let me know how that works out as far as having the guide there.
But I shouldn't say VCR. It's not like it's like a DVR is what I mean to say. You turn your computer into a DVR.
DVR or TiVo. They're just brand names sort of thing. Yeah. DVR is records onto a DVD.
No.
Usually.
No.
Our digital video recorder records onto an internal hard drive on the unit, but they have them that are digital, you know, like a disc too. You can record onto it.
Onto a DVD.
DVD, yeah.
That's old school.
A DVD recorder. Yeah, I guess it is. DVDs, those are things of the past. and the software that is used is Elgato software. It's called iTV, and they're on version 3 of that, 3.1 something, but Elgato iTV 3. So the iTV hybrid is the hardware. The iTV 250 Plus is hardware. And they have something else called the Turbo 264. And that is, they say, the easiest way to convert videos to H.264 MPEG 4 files for iTunes, for your iPod and
it's a hardware, Apple TV. It's a hardware solution for converting to H.264.
And that's all it does. It just converts for you. It's a like an external converter, and so that your computer processor is not tied up. So honestly, in my book, I'm not sure the price on that unit, but if you want an external, the best thing is the TV 250 because you get TV as well.
Yeah, if you're interested in them.
Sure, I don't think the price is much different. Maybe $50 or something like that. You may as well have television on your Mac and be able to record that as well, because with the other one, it doesn't have any input for TV. It's not a tuner.
No,
it's just a converter.
Yeah.
So actually your computer tells it to convert or whatever. I mean, does it even have a breakout thing or anything?
The .264, yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. But anyway, that's their few things, and they have a website, www.elgato.com.
Don't miss the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on alltalkradio.net.
Brought to you by Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of
Quaaludes and Valium
for your obsessive compulsive disorder needs. Located on the corner of Wabash and Strabane in sunny Burbank, California,
where they also sell weed because it's in California.
It's already legal to buy it in San Fran, isn't it?
Well, you can go to clinics there. Yeah. They have clinics where if you have the license or the prescription, you can go in there and buy weed.
Can you just, you know what we need for the computer? Prescription software, like a prescription writing software. So you can come up with like a doctor's pad and then you just use handwritten text to put what you need in and,
sure,
you know, all kinds of signatures.
I don't know if they check on that stuff or not, but.
Same thing with receipts. Receipt making program, so you make receipts to use for your income tax.
It's called
like
Photoshop,
that.
Buddy.
Yeah, well, something specific though. You know, that has the templates of,
you want a, you template know. Of a prescription, template of a receipt.
Well, yeah, but all different ones and colored. You know, my doctor has blue paper. Some doctors have green, and you know what I mean. And it comes with the X-ray forms and everything. Oh, I need an X-ray, so I'll just go get it myself.
I'll print out
an X-ray thing, and you know, anyway. But that's all. You can't do those kind of things. It's all illegal. Illegal beagle.
Baby.
So anyway, looking up quotes was kind of difficult to find quotes specifically on obsessive compulsive disorder. Wait, let me check my Safari. Okay, wait, let me check it again. I'm going to check it one more time. Let me move everything, straighten it all up, and look one more time at Safari. No. A Stanford research group advertised for participants in a study of obsessive compulsive disorder. They were looking for therapy clients who had been diagnosed with this disorder. The response was gratifying. They got 3,000 responses about 3 days after the ad came out, all from the same person.
Yeah.
It's more like a joke.
That's the joke of the day, folks, on the Jabbercast, brought to you by Steve and Larry.
Time is fun when you're having flies. That's from Kermit the Frog. Unrelated.
Good one, Kermit.
There was some other good stuff in here. Now, do you have a quote or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I had found a couple of funny things, actually, when I was looking at stuff on here, but I can't... I wonder if it was another website. No, I guess not. Actually, okay. So anyway, that's kind of our quote. And actually, you know what? I had a real quote.
Well, whip it out, baby.
Whoosh. I wonder what happened to it, though. Obsessive compulsive. Oh, you know what?
Tell me what. It's right there. Oh, no. Doop, deep, boop.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, this is what I was looking for. I wanted to make mention of something. It's not, I don't know, it's not, I guess it's a quote, but she's obsessed with cleaning. I think she has OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, about dirt. Are they saying that she has OCD about the dirt or about cleanliness? You know what I mean? Is the cup half full? Or half empty?
It's about cleaning. It's got to be clean.
It's got to be clean?
Got to be clean.
Or I obsessively compulsed about no dirt.
No, I don't. I don't.
Go both ways.
Yeah. Go both ways. Here we go. Hey. Going both ways again. Just like El Gato. Like,
so yeah, that's the Jabber quote. And were we coming back to something in particular? Oh, I wanted to talk just a little bit about those therapies. And one being exposure and response prevention, and the other cognitive therapy. Exposure and response prevention involves repeated exposure to the source of your obsession. And then you're asked to refrain from the compulsive behavior you'd usually perform to reduce your anxiety. See a lot of that on Maury Povich. People that are, I haven't seen it for a long time, but he always tended to have shows on there for people that had phobias. And
made up.
You would make them, you know, hold snakes and make them pet lions and, you know.
Right, yeah.
No, no, it's all real.
He'd make them go flying in an airplane, right?
No, I never saw that. Cognitive therapy for OCD. Cognitive therapy component for obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, focuses on the catastrophic thoughts and exaggerated sense of responsibility you feel. A big part of cognitive therapy for OCD is teaching you healthy and effective ways of responding to obsessive thoughts without resorting to compulsive behavior. Having you look at it another way.
Yes.
And then you can look at that way like 1,000 times in a row.
Yeah, if you want, that probably could happen. You could probably go too much the other way.
So as far as medication, antidepressants, sometimes used in conjunction with a therapy.
They're known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Moving on. what's he saying? What language is that?
That's SSRIs, prevent excess serotonin. You know what serotonin is.
Sure.
It prevents excess serotonin from being pumped back into the original neuron that it released it.
Why? Does serotonin actually have something to do with a compulsive disorder?
Positively, yeah. Instead, serotonin can then bind to the receptor sites of nearby neurons and send chemical messages or signals that can help regulate the excessive anxiety and obsessive thoughts. In some treatment-resistant cases, which means if the behavior...
If they're resistant.
A combination of... clomipramine and SSRI have shown to be effective when neither drug on its own has been efficacious.
Okay. Tell us that again. So there's medication.
Yeah, there's medication. It's kind of interesting.
ISSIs.
SSRIs. It's kind of interesting that the whole receptor neuron thing, like I know a lot of people take specific drugs for depression, for one thing, and it all has to do with neurons and receptors.
Right.
And the lack of the chemicals, serotonin or melatonin or whatever chemicals that, you know, are directly related to depression or OCD. It's funny how we're at that molecular level to control our behavior.
Yeah.
It makes me think, you know, anybody can be turned into anything we want them to
manipulated.
Be.
Manipulated. Yeah.
Their brain can...
That's going to happen. The government's going to do that to people.
They're going to put it in the water, buddy.
It's... they'll be controlling us. It's a biochemical control.
Absolutely.
And it's already being tested and everything. We'll do a show on it.
Well, supposedly, fluoride is one of those chemicals that they put in our water, and it makes people a little mellower than they should be normally. Mm-hmm. We're not on edge because of the fluoride. Supposedly, the CIA put a whole bunch of fluoride in a camp of CIA was helping some...
Somehow helping
some rebellious people in some camp in Slovakia, somewhere in the Serbian area there.
In the Slovak.
Yeah. And they were helping the rebels, so they gave the rebels this fluoride. They gave them fluoride, told them to put this in the water of this town. And it turns out everybody in they put way too much in, and everybody in the town just got sick. But they were still able to go in there and take whatever they wanted to go in there and take. It makes people...
It also whitens their teeth.
Yes. Well, that's the whole thing. That's how we're duped into thinking. Good for your teeth.
We're duped into thinking a lot of things that are...
This is good for you. No, it's good. No, it's not good.
If the government says it's good, you know it's not.
Thank you very much.
Family therapy, because OCD often causes problems in family life and social adjustment. Family therapy is often advised. Family therapy promotes understanding of the disorder and can help reduce family conflicts. It can also motivate family members to teach them how to help their loved one.
Can you say family just one more time?
Family.
Thank you very much.
Group therapy, family. Group therapy is another helpful family. Obsessive compulsive disorder, family treatment. but group therapy, getting a whole bunch of OCDers into a room together. I wouldn't mind being there.
You want to film that?
For observation.
You want to film that?
Simply
for, sure.
for observation. there you go. There's some of the help. And then of course there's the self-help, which is, educating yourself. You know, if you know that you have this disorder and, you want help for it, then, you can deal with it on your own. Educate yourself, practice the skills you've learned in therapy. If you've gone to therapy or if you've read about the therapy and stay connected to family and friends, family, family. Join an OCD support group. I'm wearing my OCD support. Hey.
Your strap is showing here. Let me fix it. Yeah,
thank you. And practice relaxing.
You're good at practicing your relaxation techniques. I'm sure that's exactly what Lane has to put up with.
And then the outro right there. Okay? What do you think?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be sweet.
But we still got to tell people how to get a hold of us.
Okay.
And what our show is going to be about next week. If you want to get a hold of us, you can go to the contact page at the Jabbercast website, which is thejabbercast, all one word, .com. And from there, you can go to the contact page and you can check out our My Chingo widget. You just click on the button, which Big JD just did. It makes a little sound there.
Very good.
And then you just say your message into your computer and then we receive it on the other end. Or you can email us at...
I'm not receiving anything on the other end. You can email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com and definitely subscribe to the Jabbercast at the iTunes store.
And, for free. And next week we have?
Next week, March 22nd actually, should be a live show on WKBR.ca, The Importance of Sleep. Here we are talking about melatonin and serotonin, and those are just some of the things we'll be discussing on next week's show. Do you dread going to bed? Do you want to stay up as late as you can? Do you want to sleep in as late as you can? Do you hit the snooze button 10 times in the morning, like you did this morning?
I did, yeah.
And you didn't even need the alarm on. Do you get enough sleep? And how much is enough? You don't want to miss sleeping through this show.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to sleep through this show.
You don't want to sleep through this show.
You don't want to miss sleeping through this show.
No, you don't want to do either one of those things. Thanks a lot for listening. Everybody, see you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.